Moose Jaw Today. The Moose Jaw Warriors have regained home ice advantage in the Western Hockey League Eastern Conference semifinal. The Warriors scored 3 goals in just over a minute midway through the first period and would go on to a 5-3 victory over the Swift Current Broncos in Swift Current on Tuesday night. As a result, the Warriors now hold a 2-1 lead in the best-of-7 series, with the crucial Game 4 on Wednesday night in Swift Current. Neither team had much by way of chances in the first 5 minutes, but as has been the case in each game of the series, Swift Current opened scoring. Ty Copeland got off a shot from a hard angle that deflected off a Warrior defender in front and found the top corner, giving the Broncos a 1-0 lead 5:33 into the game. Swift Current took their first penalty of the night with 11:31 gone, and the Warriors would capitalize. Atlee Calvert finished off some great puck movement in the zone, taking a feed to the left face-off circle from Jagr Furkas and having his shot deflect off Tyson Galloway and in. Lyndon Lukovic then made it a 2-1 Warrior lead only 19 seconds later, stripping the puck from a Broncos defender behind the net, walking out front and beating Reed Dyke with a shot top shelf. The Warriors kept coming, and Denton Matichuk increased the lead to 2 goals on a delayed penalty when his shot from the point deflected in front and found the back of the net. The goal was Moose Jaw's 3rd in 121 and gave Matichuk 8 points in 2 games at that point. Matichuk nearly had his 3rd point of the period with 8 seconds left in the first, but a great diving save by Dyke would keep it a 2-goal game. Swift Current took no time at all to tie things up in the second. The Warriors got caught hemmed in their zone the first few minutes of the period, leading to Owen Pickering and Brady Burney scoring at 1:26 and 3:01 to make it a 3-3 game. The vast majority of the frame was played in the Warriors' end, but the Broncos had few great chances, and the ones they did have saw Jackson Unger there for the save. The Warriors did begin to get pressure as the period ran down, though, and Matichuk would strike again. Jagr Furkas found Moose Jaw's captain breaking in from the point, and he'd put home a backhand while cutting across the net with 48 seconds remaining in the frame. The third was a back-and-forth affair most of the frame, but the Broncos began to gain zone time as things progressed, leading to Unger having to make a handful of big saves. That included a stop in close on Connor Geeky and a pad save on Clark Caswell alone in the slot moments later. Swift Current would eventually pull Dyke with just over 2 minutes to play, and after a couple of missed cracks at the open net, the Warriors would finish things off with 40 seconds remaining. Matthew Savoy did the honors, winning a puck battle along the boards and putting a long shot into the open net. Furkas finished his night with 3 assists and has now climbed into second in WHL scoring with 13 points, 4 back of league-leading Matichuk with 17 in 7 games. Unger finished his night with 25 saves, while Dyke had 29 stops. Should the Warriors win Game 4 on Wednesday in Swift Current, they can finish off the series in Game 5 on Friday night at the Moose Jaw Events Center. Standing room only tickets are all that remain for that contest as of Tuesday evening. Game time is 7 p.m.